If it's a year that ends with a 3, it's time for another high school reunion. I can't believe it's been 10 years already. I had a great class, and our grad weekend was incredibly fun. At least what I remembered of it. The culmination of the weekend was a long-standing tradition. Everyone slept on the front lawn of the school. That said, I don't remember getting much sleep, and I'm pretty sure I dozed off in math class the next day. High school was such an important time, developmentally and socially. We were a big part of each other's lives, seeing each other every day, working together, being teammates, having fun together, and then, in the blink of an eye, we go our separate ways and lose touch. It was a different time then. We had a grad committee organize our events. We didn't expect parents to take it on. Our grad was truly ours, and we made the most of it. So here we are, 40 years later. Some of us have changed a lot, some haven't changed much at all. It's weird to see people you've known for most of your life living in bodies older than their parents were when we were in school, but when you look into their eyes, hear their voice and see their smile, the memories flood back. I hesitated going to my high school reunion, but once I was there, I didn't want it to end. After all the talk about our kids and our jobs, the connection to our shared experience was very strong. We were a big part of each other's world a long time ago, and for that one evening, we were that great class of 83 again. We made the usual promises to keep in touch, promises we typically don't keep once we go our separate ways once again. In no time it will be our 50th. As much as I hate the march of time, I can't wait. Editor's note. Brad Sherwin, MBA, is a longtime resident of South Delta, and has more than 30 years' experience in marketing, public relations, and business strategy. He teaches post-secondary marketing, coaches hockey goalies, and is past president of DeltaSyst.